Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Now, you can call or text us, 800-400-3697, especially if you want to talk about Survivor. Got any thoughts on Survivor? Email us anytime at sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Let's go right into Maddie's inbox. He sees them all. All right, who wants to start?
You.
What a show. Incredible.
I just want to say, Ceri is controlling everything. No doubt.
No one was controlling anything yesterday.
I think that was amazing.
It was so out of control for the last 45 minutes of that show. I was like, because usually they've got it narrowed down to, you know, you're like, oh, will it be this person? Will this person flip? Will that, you know, you kind of know. And it is like just a bunch of word soup. Like someone's just stirring and stirring, and the person stirring is Mr. Beast. Anybody?
I love the giant tribe vibe.
Me too.
For lack of a better word. Just the chaos of them, everybody saying a different name and the plan changing and everyone having to talk to everyone because everyone's in an alliance with everybody.
Well, Devin's did it. I mean, he started, like, if it wasn't, like, he just laid it all out and was like, there you go.
At
here's all the tea.
Council, before we even know what the Mr. Beast thing is, he says, because I think, and I actually don't even think he would have been the one to go home.
No.
I don't think that they, but he felt like he was, which I think is also why he flipped the coin. He said, here's how it is. And you guys are crazy if you keep all three of these people or, you know, whatever the thing was.
And he was being honest, too.
He was. And of course, you know, Stephanie, that's not true. I'm like, maybe they should roll a little clip.
Oh, she was not a great liar last night.
The other guy, too, with the beard is just a lying liar.
I hate him. Jonathan, is that his
find
name?
Him to be downright offensive at times. Like, just his attitude.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I've got muscles, so I must be so smart and in control of everything. I just want to, oh my God, he bugs me.
Yeah, he bugs me so much. Every time they showed him last night, I said
he's
to Susan,
lounging
I hate him.
And is like, you know, flash dance, cut sweatshirt with the stitches. I'm cool, my patchwork
and the pants and a capri.
Should I squeeze my pecs so you can have a look at that? And, oh my God, that guy.
So let me just say, and then you guys, I don't have a lot other than it was one of the best episodes I've seen.
Of all time.
Jimmy Beast, or Mr. Beast, is still a total dork with bad, whatever those are, veneers.
Yeah.
But he absolutely changed the whole show. And Devins, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Carl Devins?
Scott Devins?
Rick.
Rick Devins.
Rick Devins, who I could take or leave most episodes.
Yeah.
No interest in him.
Yeah.
That might be the brave, like I'm nervous about using the word brave because, you know, he's not fighting a war or anything.
Right.
That's what, you know, but to step up, torpedo everybody's game. And then when they said there's a chance for this thing, there wasn't a millisecond between the offer and him going, I'll do it. I'm doing that. I will take that. I'm ready to do it. Give me the coin or whatever the thing is.
Barely had to think about it.
And I just went, if I were playing this game, I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
The guy that goes, F it. Here I am. I even loved his storyline behind, he goes, I'm going to pick this side of the coin because this person's here now and my kids love that. And I even heard him, you know, qualify, it's not their fault though, if they, you know, like as he's saying, I'm doing it for my kids and my kids love they're not in trouble if it doesn't work out. Like every day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's that, oh God, I think I just blame my kids if we lose.
And what an incredible, incredible twist that was to think that they have now, so with the flip of the coin, if you didn't see it, we are spoiler alert central.
For Survivor.
With a flip of a coin, you can make whoever wins the game twice as rich. They've doubled. And Mr. Beast is like, yeah, you know, I wanted to double the price. Like,
and it's so funny because you guys asked Ozzy about that when we had him in here about, oh, man, like $1 million isn't what it used to be.
Now
and
I
he knew.
About that.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I clipped it. It's on our Instagram. Go back and watch it. But it's like he knew too that this twist was coming. He kept it close to the vest.
He really did.
Barring any other dramatic, and there may be, this may not be the most dramatic thing on the show this season. I don't know how
it's been. It's possible. A great season.
But barring any other big, gigantic event, if Devin's like, this is one of those stay alive, dude. Just stay alive. Go hide in a hole. I don't know what you got to do to not get voted out, but if you stay alive, that money's yours.
He's got two more rounds because he was immune last night. And got an immunity idol and got to stay in the game and kicked the prize money up to $2 million from $1 million. Or the other way was the prize money stays the same and he goes home. Mm-hmm. Like that is the ultimate 50-50.
The raddest thing ever.
But it was totally worth it. I think he felt like, I'm at the bottom anyway. I probably, you know, people, I like an easy out. People are going to try and get me out. I might as well take the chance. And also, he is the idol king. When there's an idol to be found, that guy will find it. He'll even make a pretend one and find it.
Right now, I don't think you could make an argument against him being the winner. There's other good players, but just that episode alone. Yep. And then there's been another fake idol. He did live another day.
He certainly did. It changed they got rid of Coach and Missy. Was that her name?
I don't remember. Her.
Christine?
Chrissy?
Something like that.
Yeah. The two old people. Those ones, they're gone. Well, they're younger than us. But they're gone. So we'll just call them the old people. But he managed to take them out just with this fake out. And it was a genius idea.
His creativity is so fun to watch. He's an amazing player.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's also kind of a baby because remember how mad he was when Aubrey didn't play her idol after she said she would. It's like, well, that's me going, I felt safe. I didn't want to waste my idol.
I know it's a bunch of hot air, but I already said it. I didn't care about that guy at all till last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was his starring moment and talk about stepping up and then pulling it. Like, I know he didn't do anything besides flip the coin and wait, but he did it.
I can't tell you... You know, other than like a live sporting event where I've been waiting for like something to happen. I mean, really, you sit on the edge of your seat thinking, oh, please don't be tails because this is going to be so much better if it's heads. And man,
so much better if it's heads.
It was like it was scripted, but there was no way to script a coin toss. You know?
And the coin was rolling around for forever.
It actually looked like it fell onto its face.
I thought it. Yeah.
I thought it had come up tails. I thought he lost. Oh, man, it was so good. It was really, really excellent. And those last few minutes before they went out to tribal were just, like, I don't even know if they could have scripted it. Like, that whole thing, it had to happen exactly as it did. It started with the auction where he's like, there's chaos. There's chaos that accompanies
Brutal. The
comfort or chaos. Like, he just called it. And Mr. Beast, who I was like, no, Mr. Beast is on.
This guy.
I loved him by the end. I'm like, that guy is, he's cool. He loves the show. He was sort of kind and friendly. He didn't seem boisterous or boastful.
No, he actually seemed a little bit like
shy and awkward.
It was crazy.
It was actually kind of charming.
It was.
He was really good on there. And it was sort of funny because he came out, he turned the case around and then he's like, hey. And Jeff's like, all right, thanks. And he walks off. And then he's like, all right, we're going to go over and battle now for immunity. That was, and I love those auctions. I love them. I love when they have to eat like those giant fish eyes that they pull out of, I don't know what fish donates those eyes.
That's not happening.
But I didn't do that last night.
Every time I wonder, I'm just watching going, those french fries and onion rings can't be good.
Oh, no,
they have
delicious.
To have been
Doesn't
sitting
matter.
Around
delicious.
For hours before
no
they
way.
Actually
they
get
them.
No way, they
have a whole village right there. The kitchen's probably 20 feet
it's
away.
It's probably 20. They can probably smell burgers that we're cooking for lunch.
If you're that hungry too, I mean, have you ever just not eaten for a couple hours and come home and just savaged
Anything.
Whatever's in the fridge?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm eating a slice of cold pizza while I'm pulling out other garbage from 3 days ago and going, whatever, man, I just can't start fresh.
I know.
I'll take the old stuff.
Yeah, you're basically a raccoon. You'll eat the garbage.
I did think, I felt like Jonathan redeemed himself a little bit in my eyes when he ate that cooked sea slug so that Ozzy could have the fried chicken.
I didn't realize that Ozzy couldn't share.
No.
after.
I think he could have. Are you going to stop him from giving him a bite of the chicken?
I don't know what would be the punishment for that, but he did specifically say, you get whichever's in this thing. You have to do it, and you have to complete this before he can have this.
If that was given to me, and it was clear that I wasn't getting a bite of chicken if I eat this, I would have said, sorry, Ozzy, I paid for it, and I'm burnt.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
Ozzy
are you.
Said, I'll give you some money. Like, so he could still bid on something. I know.
You think I'm going to get that thing down?
Honestly, I know that I could not choke those things
either.
Down.
No
like
way.
I tried to eat a pig's foot one time, and you know, like one of those pickled pig feet, and my body said absolutely not. I yacked on. I believe it happened on the air too. Like I threw up on the air because I could not get that thing down.
I love that Aubrey, who's a mom, and you don't really notice that, and she's kind of nerdy, but I've enjoyed her game and
sure.
her gameplay, and I love that she has a moment of full-blown tears over the mac and cheese she's eating, but also has a moment where the grubs are put in front of her, and she looks at the camera and goes, I'm psycho. I'm doing it. And I went, sheesh. And she did it.
She did. And she did it with, like, showmanship.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Even if she's yakking.
And was it Tiffany that got the big plate and started eating, and then she went and yakked and she booed
around? No, that was Ceree.
Was that Ceree? And by the way, she wanted Steph out. Steph got out. I still think Ceree is running the show.
She absolutely is.
She's amazing.
She is playing her best game yet. They are crazy but the thing is, she's in with everyone. Everyone likes her.
Yeah.
This is what she does every time.
If she can't get Devins out, she's going to lose.
Yeah. Devins is probably the only one who's like, we got to get Ceree out. Everyone else is like, I love Ceree. I'm working with Ceree.
No, and Devins is so smart. Last night, he's like, I would never vote Ceree out when he's on his big tangent.
Ceree's waking up because of Ceree.
Oh, boy.
I'm not talking. Go away, Ceree.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, boy.
Me either. It's all right. So Stephanie goes... It is an epic show. I don't know how they topped that one. Was that a 2-hour episode?
Yes.
So long.
Yeah, I thought it went. You know what was funny too is I think that I noticed that there was still a full half hour left in the show because it, you know, they show me the length of it without the commercials. Do you watch it on Paramount as well?
It was from recording.
Oh, okay. So, but there was just still so much time left. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Mr. Beast thing is going to come.
I was on my way home and I wrote the missus. I got to stop by and get some stuff for my fish. And she goes, she writes back, LOL, because it's my kid's fish.
Mm.
But it's my fish.
Yes, of
and
course.
Then she goes, I thought that was my fish. And I go, what? And she goes, are you feeding him too? And I go,
oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I go, I'm not. I check. I usually try to check and make sure that. But I am the one responsible for the water, and it's got to be changed,
so
and it's
got
to be cared for. And I find myself sometimes going, I have to do that. And so I had to get some stuff for the fish, and I did the fish tank. And then I started that show. My point is, I started the show late and was watching it till 8:30 last night.
Yeah.
Which
that's late. You might as well have just watched it on Wednesday.
Well, I just.
Well, no, it would have gone to.
I don't know when it would have gone to,
o'clock.
But it was definitely like a long episode. And when it ended, I watched Devins. They show the video of them walking off. And he is smiling across his face. There's no face left. It's all smile. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, that dude and me are never sleeping tonight.
His heart must have been pounding
out
of his chest.
Like, probably
he did it.
Still
he put his game
sleep.
On the line.
And pulled it. And it's all there. He doesn't see it play yet. He knows it's happening and mm-hmm. it's going to, but he's sitting there going, this is huge, right?
It's so huge. And he's safe. No matter what, he has that idol in his pocket. And I think Jonathan, who is just a terrible player, he's going to be so mad that this happened. He's going to be super mad at everyone. He's going to look around and realize he's got no friends on that track.
Yeah, and he thinks he has so much power.
Thinks he's running the game.
He is not.
Yeah.
And I had this thought yesterday about why Jonathan and like Joe hate Devin so much because they think he's they think they're cool and they think he's kind of a nerd and they don't like that he keeps beating
outsmarting them.
Yeah, outsmarting right. them. Like, oh, I'm way cooler than this guy. This guy's
look at
such
my
a
muscles.
Dork.
Come on, man. Look at that guy be any cooler than I am. Look at me. That guy. Ugh. All right. We got to be done here. Vinny, what do you have coming? By the way, if you watch and you Survivor and you're enjoying it and you text in and we love that there are people who are into it and it's not actually too late. What are we, midway through the season? There's still 9 people on that show.
Yeah, but you missed the best episode.
But like, you could start at the beginning and okay. catch right up with us. You'd get sucked right in. You'd watch it this weekend.
They're peaking. With season 50.
It's so, so, so good.
And they're going to be really bummed when they have to go back to normal episodes and everyone's like, meh.
I won't be. I'll keep watching it.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing.
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.